How's the book going, Graham?
Really well, thanks. It was my first signing today, and they sold out of copies, so that was a very novel concept for me. I don't think I've sold out of anything before, so they seem very happy. I'm getting lots of smiles from my publisher lady who's taking me around.
Good. Your reaction first to the news of the sentencing of the Pakistan cricketers, Graham?
Yeah, well, it's shocking, isn't it, really? I mean, me as a sportsman, I live in this little bubble like all other sportsmen, thinking that our games don't actually really matter that much. But when things end up in court and then guys are actually going to prison for things they do on a cricket field, it gives you a bit of a reality check. So, yeah, very shocking news, and it's very sad for everyone involved.
Can you remember your thoughts when you first heard this story surface after you'd been playing in that game?
Yeah, we were playing. I mean, we're like everyone else. We actually have a ban on newspapers within our changing room, but obviously once that story came out, it wasn't hard to get hold of a copy and read, and everyone was shocked. I mean, we didn't have an inkling of what was going on, and we had no idea. So to actually find out that it is happening around you is very surprising. And, yeah, like I say, it was just a sense of amazement that it could go on.
I see the ICC are saying corruption's not rampant. What do you suspect?
Well, I'd have to agree with them, only because I've never known anything personally. I've never been approached. I don't know of any English player who has. I don't know that it is rife in our country anyway. But, I think, obviously it does happen in places in the world. That's been proved today. So I hope it isn't rampant. And I hope whatever actions people take to try and stamp out any incidents like this are successful.
Can it be stamped out totally, do you think?
I don't know, really. I'd hope it could, obviously, but my pie-in-the-sky theory would that, it'd never happen again and no one would ever be tempted. But I suppose at the end of the day, it's human beings playing this game, and there'll always be someone willing to bend the rules at some stage, but I hope it doesn't happen again.
OK, let's talk about the book. It raised a few comments, didn't it? Read those remarks about Kevin Peterson's captaincy. Do you regret saying that now?
Well, I'd probably word it a little differently. I think the point I was trying to get across was, at the time when Andrew Strauss was there, sort of a viable option to be captain, that Kev shouldn't have been given it instead of him. But, it was taken out of context by a couple of newspapers. But me and Kev are fine about it, and it's just moved on. It created a bit of a storm in the newspapers, and my publishers seem quite happy with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the old publicity thing worked well.
You're still busy on Twitter, I see.
Yes, well, that's a good way to avoid eye contact with the wife every now and again. Just pretend I'm doing something important on my phone and just post something stupid on Twitter. So it's always good fun.